Mr. Punch presents The Letters and Journals of Lord Nelson, abridged by Sue Rodwell, and performed by Charles Dance.
To John MacArthur, editor, Naval Chronicle. I send you a sketch of my life, which I am sensible wants your pruning knife before it is fit to meet the public eye. Horatio Nelson, son of the Reverend Edmund Nelson, rector of Burnham Thorpe in the county of Norfolk, and of Catherine, his wife, daughter of Dr. Suckling, prebendary of Westminster, whose grandmother was sister to Sir Robert Walpole, Earl of Oxford. I was born September 29th, 1758, in the Parsonage House, was sent to the high school at Norwich, and afterwards removed to North Walsham, from whence, on the disturbance with Spain relative to the Falkland Islands, I went to sea with my uncle, Captain Maurice Suckling, in the Raisonable of 64 guns. But the business with Spain being accommodated, I was sent in a West India ship belonging to the house of Hibbert, Purrier, and Horton. I returned a practical seaman, with a horror of the Royal Navy. It was many weeks before I got in the least reconciled to a man of war, so deep was the prejudice rooted. On the 8th of April, 1777, I passed my examination as a lieutenant and received my commission the next day as second lieutenant of the Lowestoft, frigate of 32 guns, Captain William Locker. Navy Office, April 14th, 1777. To Mr. William Nelson, Christ College, Cambridge. Dear brother, my father arrived in town on Friday evening in tolerable good health. My sister and brother are both well and desire their love to you. I suppose you have not heard of my arrival in England yet, but we arrived on Thursday week. But I have been so full of business in preparing to set out again that I have not had time to write. I passed my degree as Master of Arts on the 9th instant, that is, passed the lieutenant's examination, and received my commission on the following day, for a fine frigate of 32 guns. So I am now left in the world to shift for myself, which I hope I shall do so as to bring credit to myself and friends. I'm sorry there is no possibility this time of seeing each other, but I hope the time will come in a few years when we will spend some merry hours together. Where we will go at present I know not, but wherever it is I will always write to you, believing me to be, dear brother, your affectionate brother, Horatio Nelson. Whilst in this frigate, an event happened which presaged my character, and as it conveys no dishonour to the officer alluded to, I shall insert it. Blowing a gale of wind and very heavy sea, the frigate captured an American letter of marque. The first lieutenant was ordered to board her, which he did not do, owing to the very heavy sea. On his return, the captain said, "Have I no officer in the ship who can board the prize?" On which the master ran to the gangway to get into the boat, when I stopped him, saying, "It's my turn now, and if I come back, it is yours." This little incident has often occurred to my mind, and I know it is my disposition that difficulties and dangers do but increase my desire of attempting them. On the 8th of December, 1778, I was appointed as commander of the Badger brig, and was first sent to protect the Mosquito shore and the Bay of Honduras from the depredations of the American the sea part of it. Port Royal, Jamaica, January the 23rd, 1780.